Oh, baby.
The original intro.
Look at that. Bit of a throwback, isn't that?
I like it. I missed it.
Who doesn't?
The old Connor Hannum channel.
Yeah, we might have to update some of those graphics.
She's been collecting dust for a while, but we made it to episode 2.
That's right. We're here.
We had a hit, Dan.
I guess we did. We had some views on the last one.
Can I just say something? After doing this fucking show for 8 years, on and off, I don't think, to be fair, I will give us this. And maybe it's because we've got like different, we've grown as people and grown as creators, but
sure,
I've never seen a week like that for the For a Laugh podcast.
Oh my gosh, it was like one of the best even remember.
Episode 1 did really good.
We got some good views. We got some good views on the clips. So thank you guys for showing up.
Yeah, the clips, it got like a K in like 24 hours, which I think it took us about a good year to get 1K on a video on 50%. We did it in a week, folks.
I don't know what's going on.
We did it in a week.
I think it's that Joe Rogan title bait. Yeah.
The Joe. Yeah, can we keep what, clickbaiting him?
Well, we just got to keep finding different things to clickbait. Today we've got Belle Delphine.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe some Jehovah's Witnesses will watch, see what the hullabaloo is about.
They'll be on my ass. It could be anything. They'll be on my ass trying to find me after what I've done. I don't like it.
You're about to become an enemy of the Jehovah's Witness.
Maybe. I won't get fully into it, but when you do see it, I'm trying to, we've got a show to promote here, and I'm trying to get people to stay and keep listening and watching. I ain't proud of what I did. Like, I don't like filming people without their consent. They were far away. But,
well, you know. I think that Jehovah's Witnesses are not so concerned with politeness as maybe you are. So I don't think you're... I think
that's,
we're all good.
That's nice for you to say. Also, I should say at the beginning as well, I did say I was going to be drinking, but I've got a coffee. I'm dry today,
so to speak.
Yeah, don't worry. Episode 3. I can't believe it's going to take me 3 episodes.
I'm just at home, so I'm having an invisible beer, as you can see.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that card, but it is a little bit easier for you to.
Oh, is that right?
I have a lot of editing to do tonight. I'm doing this big video called "The Horror of the Hacking of Fang Rock."
It's going to be beautiful. I
appreciate you saying that.
Not like me, who doesn't have to edit this show or anything.
I'm not.
Tonight
I can't. Maybe you're built different, and I say this with respect, but I can't. I drank last night and I shouldn't have. Okay. That was literally me this morning, looking at how much I had to edit. I drank last night and I was gonna edit, and I did maybe like 5% of the video,
right?
And it should have been
dipped your toe in.
It should have been so much more. Now I'm left with a lot to do before tomorrow. I said tomorrow is my deadline. I said Tuesday 6 p.m. Perth time, and I fucked it.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
That it
sometimes
does happen.
Others did.
Mm. It was me again, and I had a few beers. I got tired. I wanted to relax, and now. But I've learnt my lesson. Now I've got to do it tonight. And I did a lot before I came over here. I've had a big day, D. I've gone to work. I've come home, I've edited, I'm here now.
Yeah, I mean...
It shows we care, you know?
No, sure. Look, I got a...
I
got a haircut since the last episode.
Yes, you did.
Beautiful.
You did. Thank you, Dan.
Looks great.
Let's see if I can play this sound, because I have actual audio of what they said the moment I walked in.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
There is no disputing whether or not this happened. This is
okay. I'm interested.
Completely.
This is factual.
It could completely factual. If you ask me.
All right.
Total silence.
We're still getting. I told you to tap my foot under the desk if you need me. To distract them. It's the first couple of days of For a Laugh, baby. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Dan. You got it.
I got it. I know exactly how to do it.
All right.
Okay. You want to hear what they said?
I do. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Let's move that off to the side.
Oh my god.
This is what the hairdresser said to me. So beautiful, so sweet, so true.
Yep.
You are the hottest client I have ever had, by far.
I don't know why that took... Okay, great. Yeah, it's the entire...
And the rest played. Did you clip the...
I tried to. Oh, I put in the wrong one. God, we're really off to a failure here, folks.
Nah, don't say that.
Come on. Here it is. Okay.
You are the highest. You want to...
Just the clip at the top.
Oh, God. I know. Why is it... Yeah,
it
little...
It just shows in the fucking...
Oh, my God. That's what you get with a live show, folks. You get the raw, unedited. Okay, let me try that one last time.
All right.
I went to the hairdresser. They looked me dead in the eye. And this is what they said.
Had, by far.
Wow. Thank you.
How did you respond to that?
They said,
"You are the hottest client I have ever had, by far."
Wow, I was so flattered.
Well, how did you reply to that?
I get it all the time, so I don't know. You know, at this point, I'm so used to it, I guess.
Well done, Dan. Well done.
Oh, God.
I got a 21st on Saturday. I don't know. I'm kind of liking
get the old
mad.
Haircut. I think you should.
What?
I didn't mean that in a mean way.
What are you saying?
It's always nice to get a little... Had,
by far.
Is that what my... We go to the same hairdressers and they're super nice there. But remember there was that trans woman there?
At your hairdresser?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was great. I had no issue with this lovely lady coming to it's a man's barber, but I had no issue personally with this beautiful trans woman who
anyone can get anything.
There was a bit of a kerfuffle, okay? Because you know how like sometimes people sit in the hairdressers watching like maybe their partner or their kid getting a haircut.
Sure.
Now part of me was like, maybe I'm not gonna like, it was like, it was me next, but you know, she was first. But it was like, I didn't want to do a thing where we both stand up and make it awkward. They said, who's next? I patiently waited to see if she wanted to say me.
Right.
And she did. And I had no issue with it.
Fantastic.
And I was like, what do you know? How great. I hadn't seen that before. And I was like, let's go.
And with that, your ally pin grew 3 sizes.
I tell everyone now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's got to be known.
They love me, folks. I'm just saying it. It was a good experience. That's the same place that we go to the same hairdressers.
Brilliant. I love to hear that.
Tell them my dad, my dad's like, tell them I sent you. As if that's going to make a difference.
They're like, oh yeah.
And I said that last time, and I was like, oh, I said my dad's name, and they were like, he was like, oh yeah, I think I know who he is. He didn't even know who he was.
They're like, that's great, kid. Now just sit down for your haircut.
I don't think so, kid. I don't think I know that guy.
Oh gosh. So, folks, as you're aware, you know, we've been here, we've been doing the show, and it's a lot of fun, but we've been away, and we've got a couple of sound bites here that, you know, we've had for quite a few years, I guess. And I thought we would take a little trip down memory lane for one of them. One of the goats, if you will. yeah.
Went down the wrong hole. I'm good.
A little bit of coffee reflux.
Yeah, sorry. You said goat, and I was like, I'll play this. Sorry. You can keep going.
Thank you.
You can keep going.
Oh, God.
There you go. Hey, I told you the second we start recording, I'm gonna tell. Did I say 2 words barely when I came in today? I was just so quiet and moody.
Pretty much, yeah.
I said, the second this camera starts rolling, baby, they can't stop me.
They can't be nothing done.
I can't be stopped. Sorry, please continue.
So we've got this old school clip, and Connor, you love this clip, I think,
it's
more
my
than
favorite
anyone.
Yeah.
And we have the audio here, or the video. Do you want to set this up? Do you want to explain?
You can set up. It's fine.
So a couple of years ago, what was it? 2016, 2017, Will Smith was the centerpiece of YouTube Rewind.
I think it was 2015.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how long ago this was.
I'm wrong.
And he gave us quite an iconic performance. So we're going to live through that together here with Will.
This is what cancelled Rewind, wasn't it?
Pretty much. This was the Rewind so bad that it cancelled YouTube Rewind, and they pretty much never did it again. So let's take a look.
They didn't.
Here we have Will, the Smithist.
Yeah, Rewind time.
I got it.
If I control Rewind, I would want Fortnite and Marquez Brownlee.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I do love the...
Yeah.
That's pretty goated, right? I mean, that's pretty iconic.
I don't think you can get more iconic than that.
Fortnite and Marcus Brownlee. I mean, still they're still both big, so I guess he wasn't wrong on the popularity of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, though. It's like...
Although no Marcus Brownlee Fortnite skin, so waiting for that one.
Nearly. We're nearly there.
Yeah.
I hate how, like... I hate these fucking YouTubers, like, celebs.
Oh, they jump in... They say, I'm the newest, you know, YouTuber here to show my stuff.
I know. I'll say this. I'm subscribed to one celebrity who's like them become a YouTuber, and that's Steve-O from Jackass. And I think he does his video. I don't know if you've seen them. They're really good. Like he actually gives a shit. That was the special.
Yeah, he did a special recently, right?
Oh my god, I can't. Yeah, that was fun. It was a vasectomy.
But I guess. Yeah, he did a vasectomy in his special, and you see his nuts get cut. And Connor showed it to me the other night when I was drunk, and I was just like,
"Free on his website." Yeah, I'd watched it before I went out, and then when you came back, we came out from the pub. I was like, "Dan, you got to see this." Knowing full well,
it turns out I did not have to see it, but you know, it was horse riding
afterwards.
Oh god,
he's a legend. He's great. He's a great example of. Like, you know, celebrity status then turn YouTuber. It's not like, you know, who did it? Was it the fucking Rock or something? Or Will Smith did it. He did such a cringe job of like,
I find that, you know, what you're describing about Steve-O, what's so good about the way he does it is that he does it still the way that like he wants to. And, you know, he does his YouTube videos, but he also does these more traditional specials and bits and stuff like that. And so he doesn't have like Will Smith kind of had this weird split career where it was like he did his YouTube videos and he did that, but then he was also doing movies. But his YouTube videos weren't like, I mean, not that I know of, like behind the scenes clips of his videos.
Nah, it was cringe.
And it was cringe.
Yeah, I wish we had the yeah dude soundbite. Remind me to bring that in next time.
We, you know, so I
yeah,
just
yeah dude,
we film on our let me go wide. We film on my phone, and I just got a call, and I had to decline the call.
Oh, did it pop up on the thing?
It popped up on my laptop, luckily.
Did it? That'd be cool if you could see
it. It was almost certainly a scam call, and maybe one of these days I'll just accept it for the fun
and
of it.
And we say bye-bye!
Yeah. No way! That is hilarious.
I got a scam call, and I would have loved to pick it up, but I didn't want to interrupt the show, of course.
Can I just say as well, I'm working very hard on getting some guests to come in who we want to be like, is series regular a good way of saying it?
We want to have recurring like characters, I guess you might call them, on the show here.
It's like our version of the Wat Pack, and I say that with peace and love. I don't mean
I call
that
it in my head. I've been calling it the Fact Pack.
The Fact Pack?
Yeah, does that make sense?
Well, because of Eminem's fact?
No, because so For a Laugh is F-A-L, and it's just a mix of foul and whack. So the Fact Pack.
Oh, the Fact Pack. Yeah. Okay, I like that. The Fat Pack.
Makes sense to me.
I've been saying
And I guess
up.
Eminem's Fact can be somewhere in there too.
That's, okay, Eminem's Fact. We actually even do have... I know we've been trying to introduce the sound bites. I actually do have an Eminem soundbite.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, is that Eminem?
That is Eminem, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
There you go.
That makes sense for Slim to be talking that way.
Yeah, we're going to get... But we'll... I know... I'll introduce them when they're actually on the show, but I've been setting up. And two out of four that I want to get, two out of five that I want to try and get, two I'm nervous to get on the show. They're not people I've reached out to yet. But two I have who I'm very excited to have on. They're both extremely keen to do bits for the show, and I think it's going to be fucking hilarious. We want you to be tuned into these and having a grand time and be excited for each episode. Get used to the guests. What should we call them again? Sorry.
The Fact Pack.
The Fact Pack. Yeah. Get used to the characters.
Yeah. We want to have we want to have a show that's almost like a bit of a community. We've got people coming, you know, it's a good way to build it up. I do want to just switch gears for a second quickly.
Please.
You know, you were talking a moment ago about that you showed me a video of a vasectomy the other night.
Yes.
Steve-O's vasectomy, a very famous man's balls getting vasectomized.
Correct.
And it reminds me of this one time. I want to tell this story now because it really has stuck with me since it happened.
Okay.
But there was this one time, and I believe we were in Margaret River when this happened, and I was very, very intoxicated, and I'll leave it at that. And Connor sent me this video And
yes,
the video. You remember what I'm talking about?
I do remember what you're talking about.
The video. I don't know how to describe it without being too graphic. It was.
Wait till we get to Belle Delphine's sex doll.
Yeah. Okay. So it was this big. It was a large woman. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, no, she was. Yeah,
and she had a big belly.
Yes,
and I guess because of the bigness of her belly button was quite deep.
That's a good way of putting it.
And the video was just kind of a loop of some guy fucking her belly button.
Right. Well, yeah, it was a good like 45 second video.
I know, it just kept going. And I was so blasted that I was watching this thing and I genuinely could not look away.
Yeah.
I hope Dan is going to be okay.
I probably watched that video for like 5 minutes straight, just staring at this. For the first two times I watched it, I don't even think I realized what was going on.
That's why I said I knew you were like down some like strange path, and I was like, I need to send this because I think you're gonna.
It absolutely blew my mind.
I thought it would do exactly what it did. And she loves it, by the way. In the video, she's like, oh yeah, fuck that belly button. She loves it. She's saying, and love is love, folks. And I think that's right.
It is. Look, honestly, it was a very, it was a sweet interaction between the two of them. But it was so bizarre. And I got stuck in it. And I couldn't stop watching
for
like five straight minutes. So
God, that is just, I think it's on the, it's, if you want to ever try and find it, it's on the Twitter account, Scottish Banter.
Oh, they,
if you scroll down far enough, you'll find that video that Dan got lost in.
That account you're talking about is like,
they post some weird
the
shit.
Most gnarly account in neither a good or a bad way. It's just true gnarly shit that gets funny. Posted there.
I love that. That's just so funny. I just, the shit you see on Twitter, you don't know what you're going to see until you see it. And then you're like, what? It's just, it's so crazy you have to share it.
Yeah.
And that to me is why Twitter is the best social media. It's just so fucking random. I love it. But thank you for sharing that, Dan. I do.
It was a memory that stuck with me. That's for sure. I wouldn't say anything else about it than that.
Yeah, that's I think that's gonna be our first on the road for a laugh when we go back to
Margie River.
Margie River.
Yeah, we'll that'll be something. Oh boy,
we'll bring down the. When I say gear, I mean the podcast gear.
Excuse me?
We'll bring down the gear. Yes. The podcasting gear.
Of course.
And we'll do a show down there for you.
I think it'll be this year.
All of it. I hope it doesn't get picked up on the.
Well, we got told. Ass. Someone told us not to breathe into the mics, so we've been getting feedback, and we're going to try and learn from that feedback, folks.
If I may, I'm not trying to. Okay. I'm not trying to be a dick, but. I don't think it was me doing it. Your mic was hot last.
I know.
Your mic was so much louder because you filmed videos on it, and this one hasn't been used in God knows how long. So yours was a little bit hotter. I'd like to say I know. I mean, when I went to cough, I coughed off the mic instead of coughing straight into it and creating a loud noise.
Yeah.
But yeah, that comment was.
Look, you're
I still don't know how to deal with comments like that. I'm at work and I'm like, what is my life? This is strange. Like, I'm just hearing some comment from some random person that's just like, it's kind of like attacking my friend. And it's like, I don't know. It made me feel sad.
You just assumed it was attacking me.
It wasn't me though. It wasn't me. I wasn't breathing into the mic.
Any negative comment connoisseurs, he's like, Poor Dan.
I'm sorry, but your mic was hot. We even said on Friday.
No, you're right. I'm not going to deny it.
Friday, we were rewatching it at my house on like the 4K. And I said to you, I said, Dan, your mic's a little hot. Just please make sure you fixed it by. And I think it worked because apparently it's fixed. I mean, it could be wrong.
Could sound awful right now. But I think it sounds fixed.
Is it fixed, yeah. D? Or is this?
It should be. I mean,
are we going to. Oh, my sister's calling me. That's great.
I'm just getting up. Do you want to go into the Belle Delphine?
I'd love to.
Her newest product. I think it's really interesting, and you go ahead and set it up. I'm going to get up the photo.
So I sent you them on Discord, Dan.
Yeah, of course. I'm just got Discord up right now, folks.
So I sent you on Discord, yeah. So I saw the other day on Twitter that Belle Delphine is if you don't know who she is, I think everyone does, but she is a OnlyFans model. Do you call them models? Yeah, OnlyFans model.
Yeah, adult film.
An adult film actress.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
She
adult model?
She has an OnlyFans account for $35 a month. That's AUD. Which is quite expensive, but that's okay. Now, she's now selling this sex doll, but it's quite an elaborate one. To be fair, I mean, I haven't ever bought a sex doll in my life, but oh, there she is. I haven't ever bought a sex doll in my life, but this one actually kind of looks, it looks so realistic. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, by the way. That sounds like I was going to buy it. I'd like to clarify that I'm not purchasing this.
You're not looking at it for real.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with anyone who wants to purchase it. They can happily buy it. I'm going to stop talking.
We've got something of a promo image here. Let's, this is,
there we go.
That's the
that can't be cheap.
That's the promo? Yep. That's the image she used to promote it? Wow.
Hang on a minute. Did she post about this on April Fool's Day? Or was...
Oh, have you been April Fool's?
No, it was the other day, wasn't it?
No, I think this would be...
I'll check real quick, but I'm accurate. Pretty...
Even if it is an April Fool's...
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't think she would. But just in case. I think if she was doing this for April Fool's, it's totally like a soft launch. Like, let's just see how people react. And if they like it, let's do it.
I don't think it was. Thank God. Nah, it wasn't.
Thank God it's real, Connor says.
So...
intently looking...
So I think what's just so funny about this is a few things. So number one, again, I support this shit. I think it's great. Okay. I think OnlyFans is so much better option than like a disgusting fucking porn industry that's run by a complete narcs. Yeah. Thank you for
gonna,
this.
I'm going to put Belle right next to you.
Thank you, Belle. I'm talking to you now. Now, look, do I think it's a bit annoying that people have to spend? I mean, God knows how much this thing costs. It's pretty realistic.
I was thinking about this. Okay.
It comes in a real coffin. It must cost at least.
That's what I was going to say. Okay,
five, 600, maybe 700.
There's two points I want to make about this.
Please.
The people who make coffins that small.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
They 100%
make it for children.
Make it for kids, yes. Right? That is a children's coffin.
Yes.
For a child to be buried in.
Because Belle's quite small.
No, well, I think the doll is a bit small. It can't be fully life-sized, is it?
I don't know. I
mean, maybe it is, but she's quite small anyway.
You can have sex with it.
Yeah.
But how
that's
do you
kind of the point.
How do you clean it, though? Do you have to
I think that
do you have to put the whole
douche
thing
it,
in the,
right? I mean,
you what? You douche? No,
I think you douche. Don't you douche?
But there'll still be.
That would make sense to me.
Christ on the bike. one other thing to bring up though, I think is funny is so you can you can see on the side there it says what's it say?
Worn panties included.
Right. So this made me laugh.
Oh.
Okay. Again, I'm not trying to shit on this. No. I think she's great. Okay. I will say this.
Uh-huh.
To what extent, though? I mean, how many of these is she selling?
I mean, I don't want to get too... But look at the little stain they got there. That's pretty gnarly.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's implying that she's worn them long enough that there's excrement.
Yeah, like discharge and stuff, yeah.
Discharge.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering, like, how... if she's selling, like... Say she's got, like, 100 to ship. That's okay. A lot of, like... Yeah, that's a lot of underwear.
A lot of coffins.
A lot of coffins, a lot of underwear to wear. And like, how long are we talking? Is it in there? Like, is she worn it for like a minute?
Mm.
Because that can count. It's like, technically it has touched said area that people are paying money to get. And I did listen to Belle Delphine on the Louis Farou podcast, and she has previously sold used underwear.
Underwear, okay.
So that must imply that she sells quite a lot. So it's like, how often, like, a day does she swap him over? Is this Is this just a crazy I'm just wondering if there's, how many is she selling? Like,
I mean,
how many times a day?
I guess it's like, does she put on a pair? You know, you could put on a pair, go for like a run.
Oh my God.
And then that's like.
No, but I think she's selling so many that maybe just like literally wearing it for 5 minutes is enough. Like people would still pay good money for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Like give yourself a wedgie in it or something.
There you go. You know, in like Japan, you can buy them at like vending machines and stuff. Like
used panties?
Yeah.
Of who?
Just literally just women. Like anybody? I'm not kidding. You genuinely can in Japan.
What if like you shit yourself and you need pants?
Then you're in luck.
But they're used.
So?
I mean, why would you want to buy
used? If you crap yourself, would you rather... I don't think...
Yeah, okay. Would you rather no panties or used panties? I guess I understand the logic.
But yeah. Maybe that's why it's there. To help out a friend in need.
Just in case, yeah. A friend in need, yeah.
I just think it's interesting. And good luck to anyone who wants to have it. Like, I think it's an interesting product.
Well, I had this thought. I'm curious what you think about this.
Please.
I mean, for one, I do agree with you about Belle's entrepreneurial
independence,
baby. Yeah, you know, she's out there. I think with all sex workers, it's like, you know, you're taking an industry that has historically not really been to the benefit of women, and you're finding a way to make money off it in a way that is independent, self-sustainable, all that stuff. I think it's great. And I think that that's a great tool that women have in the modern day.
Holy to shit, kind of, I'm gonna come.
That's what a lot of fellas look at the situation with.
Yeah.
But I think that it's good that they can find this kind of business and market in places that didn't previously exist. So I think that's great. However, we look at this this thing.
Whoa, she's not a thing, man.
Now I gotta, yeah, she's a real person.
She's a real person.
I hate to ask this, but I do, I feel like I have to.
Mm-hmm.
What, the people who buy this.
Uh-huh.
What, how many people, like what are the chances that there are people buying this who are going to pretend that it's not an adult? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's life size. I'm pretty sure it's life size.
But she's tiny. She's small.
No,
I guess. Look, smaller
than the average girl, maybe. But
I don't think this is like,
we're coming with some interesting takes today.
Yeah. Look, I don't think this is Belle's fault per se, but you know, she went big and viral when she was like 19, right? So I do think there's kind of a big crowd of her followers, male fans probably, who've kind of fetishized the younger girl
do type not come
thing. Yeah, that's what I need to say to some of you fellas. Because I just think that, I don't know, I feel like some people who buy this probably do some really gross stuff with it. And I look, fucking it, that's fine. You know what I mean? But you know, if someone is buying this and they also put like diapers in their shopping cart,
you
got to put them on a list. Okay. You know, they got to be going on an FBI list. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna get it fucking cancelled.
I'm just thinking out loud, man. I'm
go
just
on, get off with you.
A wild mind, you know.
I was trying to get you to say,
go on, get off with you.
I was trying to get you to say, go on, get off.
Get off.
Yes, got it.
Let's get Belle out of here.
Belle, we love you. And again, I support sex workers. I would love to have an OnlyFans lady on here. I know one, and maybe I'll reach out and
to interview.
Yeah, I'd love to
the way you said it, you were like, I'd love to have an OnlyFans lady.
Right, to talk to on the pod.
You just paused.
Right, I paused, right.
It made me think you were...
Yeah, it made... Okay, well, let me just clarify. I would love to interview her and talk about I just find it fascinating.
No, I think it's interesting too. I think
I'm trying to keep
us uncancelled. Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
I think I'm on a mission to. Yeah, I'm gonna try my best.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, thank you, Belle. We you know, you're an entrepreneur. We support you, but you know, anyone, you know, anyone buying this stuff, just be careful out there, guys. Stay, keep it safe, you know, and douche your dolls. Remember that.
Must be expensive too. Like, there's no way
to buy a sex doll. Yeah, well, you got to pay for a coffin, man, and coffin shipping. $900
dues.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, I mean, a baby coffin is not
enough. Can't be cheap.
It is. What are you talking about? That's not a human-sized coffin or like a.
She literally had to post a photo, being like, the previous photo didn't show it to scale. Like, this is to scale. Like,
okay, all right. I could be a hater right now. I'm not trying to be.
I don't think you could sell like. I ain't gonna say it.
Oh God!
You said it, not me, buddy.
We somehow found a way to make this segment more controversial than it already was.
Yeah, well, that's us, isn't it?
Oh, that's how we do. That's how we do, folks.
Oh my God!
All righty, what's next on the agenda, my friend?
We had a guy come help us at work today, and his name's Connor.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. He did a bit of the old Spider-Man, like, hey,
it's Connor. It's a cool. It's nice though. I mean, if you want a little bit of work site drama, which I'm going to bring in.
Oh boy,
we did have someone working with us, and they've now left. They're gone. I'll leave it at that. But you know, we need help, and I just think it's hilarious. Now we have two Connors on site. Because what do you think happened all day? It's like Connor, and we both go, yeah,
yeah, that, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just good to have help.
Who's calling who, you know, yeah.
He's a 28-year-old lad from England. He's fresh off the plane. He doesn't have a car. He has to catch
train. He's like literally from England. Like, he just came. Okay, wow.
Yeah. So it's good, just, good you know, I generally thought, like, what an interesting character you would be to just to talk to you about life.
And did you?
Well, I meant on the show, but, you know. Okay. But he's like, Alex, he's like, I don't mind Swan. And I was like,
That's a start.
That's
our
local beer.
That's how, like, we get in, yeah.
I think that you'll fit in here. But my point is, I'm always thinking about the pod. I'm always thinking about having people on.
Who is
it? And he's just like a worker. He needs money, like, bless him. It's hard out there. He just moved. He hasn't got a job.
What would you call that? A
migrant worker?
Yeah, migrant worker.
I suppose. Okay. Like, yeah.
Good for him.
It's not easy out there. I think my dad found him on like Facebook, on like the
British lads looking for work.
There must be. I think it actually generally is that. I think it's like a British
something like that. It the British boys wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
I just found it interesting. It's good to have help work. I like to play a game where I try and keep what I do on the internet a secret for as long as I can.
I see. Hiding little.
Does anyone know what you do?
Little work? Hints here and there.
Oh.
No, not really.
I wouldn't tell anyone, but there'd be clues.
Yeah, yeah. If they really look close, they might figure it out.
They might figure it out.
It's mostly a secret, I think.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was interesting to mention. It's nice to work with someone again. Like, it's been a while, so.
That is nice.
It was kind of driving me crazy. So I'm even though I'm tired, I'm happy that happened. So.
Well, I guess speaking of being driven crazy at work,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about this thing that happened to you?
Oh God,
we have a video.
I'd love to
show.
Yeah, remember how I said, fuck, my back hurts these days. All right, remember how I said that it's bad to record people without their knowledge?
Right, yeah. I remember you said, you've always said that.
Yeah, I don't
always
agree with it.
You've always really just shat on people who do that.
Yeah, I did it.
okay.
But from a distance, you can't see who it is.
I mean, you can see what religion they are.
I don't know. Well, can you, though, if I didn't tell you?
Yes.
Okay, maybe you can. I parked up outside the house that I'm working on, and I saw these two blokes walking down the street, and they were wearing, you know, black trousers, a white shirt, a black tie, and I was like, oh, they're Jehovah's Witnesses. Mm-hmm. And I saw the guy knock on a door. And I was just like, I know what's going to happen. The person's going to answer. They're not going to want to talk to them.
Yeah, hello.
And I'm witnessing this kind of like secondhand embarrassment. And this poor lady, I opened the door. She had like a kid in her hand. The kid must have been like 6 months old, maybe.
What?
And it's like, come on. Like, she's not going to want to talk about God. She's trying to look after her kid. Like,
yeah, of like, just duh.
But no, he doesn't go like, oh, I can see you got your hands full. He stands there until she says, I'm not interested, and he closes the door. Anyway, I go to walk back into the land, and I'm like, what whack jobs? Like, by the way, he made eye contact with me, and it actually made me feel very uncomfortable. I don't know why. It just didn't make me feel good. Anyway.
It was the Lord piercing your soul, your sinner soul.
Maybe he is. And that's okay. The Lord can do that.
They chat, I guess, when they're out on mission, you know, they channel the Lord as they
do.
As they knock on a door, they
isn't
get
the whole idea
they get imbued with Holy Spirit energy, you know.
Isn't the whole idea though that they have to convert someone, otherwise they won't go to jail.
Jail.
to heaven.
Why
are they going to jail?
I think that's part of it. Well, because maybe that's where they should be.
What the hell do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, I think that part of the it like conversion is a requirement, kind of like you have to be actively trying to convince non-believers to believe the thing you believe, which sounds a little cultish to me, not gonna lie.
Well, wait till you see this.
Oh, so okay.
I saw the I guess they were like stragglers, like mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe they were knocking on people. I was hoping they, but it's a house being built, so they wouldn't be like.
Do you want me to play the video?
Sure.
Okay,
let's. These are the two ladies walking down the street.
It says here we've got the caption Jehovah's Witness. We tried to crop it for the sake of anonymity.
My safety.
And we zoom it in.
You can dress the same.
I love Connor's little commentary there.
Well, it's nuts.
Oh, wait, can we see both of them? Let's see. There it is.
We're in the same.
Wow.
Dude, they look the exact same. Come on, you can't tell me they don't.
So
it's fucking nuts.
Something I noticed too is the skirt, or the, I don't know what you call this, dress skirt, mm-hmm. is way below the knee. And that's totally like an ultra religious thing, is that, you know, women can't be going around. Certainly not when they're going to be talking to potential, you know, new converts with... It was skirts.
Well, they don't want to get the wrong idea.
Exactly. You don't want them to think that you're there for the wrong thing. It's strictly religious. We need the skirts to cover the knees.
Who is this lady knocking on my door type shit?
Okay. Wow. And the black and the red, that is kind of a, it's like a bad omen. You know,
did they call each other from the womb and be like, you want to synchronize?
I don't know, man. I think they probably, they probably just have to wear this. Like, you know, the guys, all you were saying, they all wear the button-ups, the tie.
That's the classic look.
And I think it's probably kind of a dress code sort of thing, which is crazy.
So they try to not attract any kind of, like, sexual attention from knocking on people's doors, literally, like...
I don't think it's just for that reason. I think it's more, like, of a control thing. Like, they just don't want women to be sexually liberated.
Stick with me. You might get some.
That's God speaking. You have to stick with God and maybe you'll get laid.
It's so nuts to me.
Lucky enough to get married. Because I don't know how like conservative Jehovah's are, but I think they're sort of in that like ultra religious, you know, sex once you're married and only to have kids and all that kind of, you know, crazy stuff.
I wonder if they're vaccinated.
They don't need it, man. They've got the protection of God. Like, what do you mean? That's what are you, an idiot? Like,
I'm sorry, but like, are you serious? Like, you all right? Well, I would love to talk to them about that kind of shit.
I mean, they would love to talk to you, as a matter of fact.
Well, I wish they did. I they were walking the other side of the street. It's a house being built. I don't think they're going to stop. But I was just so curious to be like, you know, how many, like out of all day, I don't know how many hours they do it, but like out of all day, like how many people really like, who did they get through to? Like, who did they, did it work?
I don't know.
Did any of it work?
I do wonder how.
Was any of it worth it?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, how many people actually get converted at their doorstep? That's such a crazy...
They're like, we'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't worry, we'll be back. Oh, man. I don't know. What I find sad, too, is, like, what do these people... how do they make money? You know what I mean? Like, do they have job? Are they retired? Is this just they have free time and they're like, I'm going to go...
Honestly,
evangelize for my religion.
I don't want to like speculate or assume, but I generally think like they they probably have like, again, I don't want to assume, but I'm just saying like they probably couldn't work in, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, and maybe I'm wrong, but they probably couldn't work in like places where like, maybe like, I'm just not going to say it. No, I don't know. It's like, can they?
Maybe they make baby coffins.
Can they? Maybe they do. And I don't. Whatever.
They could do anything. They could do anything. Maybe they have a night job. You know, maybe they work the night shift.
Maybe they need to stay away from places where like the topic of religion would get brought up because they probably would.
They probably get a little crazy with it. Yeah.
Didn't Chris Stuntman used to like drive a bus or something? He was an ex-driver.
To be a bus driver?
Yeah.
So wait.
I mean, you don't talk to really many people.
You're on saying a bus. Chris Stuntman was a Jehovah and he drove a bus?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's like, you could convert so many people that way.
Have you heard the good word? That's like coming on. Yeah, also, that's 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but a bus driver, you're not really like, you're not really communicating with peers that much. You're
yeah, I guess bus. It can be isolating if people just throw you the money.
I'm sure there are nice. Does that mean we're marked now?
Who?
You know, they say,
How would we be marked?
Because we're discussing the religion and disagreeing with it.
Right. Oh, yeah, we're...
Have we just opened up a can of worms, man?
Yeah, we're, like, blacklisted now. We can't go to any Jehovah's events.
Good, didn't want to. Next.
I had planned one this weekend, but I guess not.
I went to a Christian rap party one. That was interesting.
They're fucking dressed the same.
Crazy.
They're wearing the same shit. What the
Yeah, listen, folks.
Yeah.
It was just so extraordinary that I couldn't not record it. I'm not here to dox anybody. I wouldn't show their faces, but I just found it so fucking interesting. Like I find your religion interesting. Like
some characters are just really peculiar.
I didn't call it a cult. Dan did.
I said it sounded culty. I didn't, you know, don't I'm not come making after any me. Allegations.
Don't come after me. But I'm just saying it was just kind of interesting. You can't tell me it's not interesting. Even it, they it have is. To. I'm like, you're walking down the street wearing the same clothes. Like, can I not be at least a little bit like interested?
No, it's just kind of a funny, it's just an interesting way to live. It's like they go out, they spend their time doing that. It's and they must have so many bad social interactions. Like it can't all be positive, surely.
Yeah, right? but then they look at you as the bad social interaction.
Yeah, you're the one letting God down, in fact.
Yeah, you're a distraction of sin.
Mm, makes sense. Yeah, I've heard that before.
And in their eyes, you're like, yeah, you're the one who's wrong. And
well, I guess that's why they're doing it, isn't it? They're trying to.
Well, I'm sorry.
Talk you out of your.
I don't want to be a part of religion because I disagree with their main fucking point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So true. Sorry. I'm not trying to get controversial here.
Yeah, what if I don't want to wear a fucking button-up shirt and a tie in summer? You know, it's like, sorry, you can't.
I like dressing up, but yeah, sometimes when it's hot, it's just too much.
I mean, every day? Like, that's a lot.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Can I have a sip before have a sip?
Got
a bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah, of course, that's fine.
Is this the beer of the week?
Called Major Major. Early? You can't really see because it's blurred out.
Major, major.
Major, major. Connor, here you go. Have a taste.
This is whiskey, crisp apple, and New Zealand sparkling water. I love how it's New Zealand sparkling water.
I know. Yeah. I guess Australian sparkling water is not elite enough for this brand. One for finger. Major, major. Oh. Wow.
Sorry, I made a little bit of a mess.
Iconic. Right.
Whoa.
Bruh.
Oh, that's good.
Mm, yeah, I do. I like them, actually.
That's 1.5 cent drinks. You can barely taste the booze in it.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Will. Maybe Will should stir off the booze, though, for a while. Do you see they're making a Bad Boys 4?
No. Get out of town.
Yeah, he's back.
Willie Smith?
Yeah, he's back. I mean, he did that Apple movie, didn't he? Where he played a prisoner? No, sorry, a slave. Well, I guess it's the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Well, but, I mean, shit, slap me silly and...
Call me
sign
Willie.
Sign me up, yeah. Slap, yeah, yeah.
Call me Willie
slap
Smith.
Slap me silly and ban me from the Oscars for 10 years.
Slap me silly and call me Willie Smith.
Mm.
Yeah. Is that it? Are we done?
I
is that it for the show? How long are we going for, Dan?
We got a 45-minute hitter on our hands. What do you want to do? We can chat. We can find something.
I'm editing this video tonight.
Oh, actually.
Oh, Curb. We're going to talk about Curb in June.
Okay, yes.
You want to talk about Dune, and I'll talk about Curb, and then we'll try and keep it an hour this week, just because I think an hour 20 is a little too long for new viewers. That's all I'll say.
Okay. We'll keep it nice and tell nice me what you clean about, for you guys.
As I call it, Dune Fart 2.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the Dune farts. That's all right. So I watched Dune Part 2 with some friends, and it was really freaking fun. I loved the heck out of it. I think, you know, it's funny, I don't know if you know this, but the original Star Wars was inspired by Dune, the book. And so people say Dune the movie is like similar to Star Wars, but
what?
It's because it's all kind of circular, you know, influencing each other. And I don't know, it's quite a slow movie, but God, is it beautiful. It like is so good looking.
Everyone says it's slow. Why do I want to watch that shit?
Hey man,
I've never seen Dune Part 1, by the way. I think
they're both quite fun. I think the story, the world they're building, I'm interested. I'm totally in it. I don't, you know, Shyamalan is not my favorite actor, but he's not bad in Dune. I can't, you know, I don't hate him in Dune. I think he's fine. You know, I think he's actually a pretty good like protagonist for that movie.
Timothée Chalamet.
And there was a lot of cast in it. Elvis is in it, and he's great.
Awesome.
He really is good. And you know what? You hear a little bit of that Elvis voice.
Thank you very much, Father.
You having a good time?
Yeah, he's you can hear it just like the undertones of it.
It just seems a bit too wanky for me. I'm sorry.
It's a little wanky, I won't lie. And it might be more satisfying to watch the series once they're all out. But man, I had a great time at the cinema. I thought it was
at the complex.
I thought it was shot really well. I was really surprised at how much major cast members are in the movie. And I thought they did great. I thought it was handled well. The music was cool. The visuals, man, it was just a fun time at the cinema. I had some popcorn. You know, you can't go wrong. It's a June summer, folks. You know,
I was invited, but I hadn't seen the first one.
It's hard to watch part two without having watched part one. That's right.
That's normally how it goes.
Yeah, it can be like that.
I've been meaning to fit it in, and I just haven't.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I thought it's not. You know, it's not on a. It's not on a streaming service.
It's that premium shit. You got to rent it or buy it. You know,
get the fuck. That's so wanky. Even Oppenheimer's on Netflix now.
I know. No, I agree. It should be available to watch. I think it's a fun little sci-fi epic. Give it a watch. You know, have fun. I wouldn't say it's necessarily going to blow your mind, but I think it's just a well-handled mixture of like action and story. And yeah, I think it's well acted. So I would recommend it, to be honest.
No matter what you say or what you do, they still love me.
Is that Timothée Chalamet?
That's Timothy.
I didn't know what that line was. I had to see what it was. And there's only one way to find out, and that's why I pressed it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful way to sound
well,
it
thank
off.
You, Timothée.
Yeah, thank you. I think I would... I am excited for part three. I won't lie. It's not going to be called part three, I don't think, but whatever they do next, I'm Dune pilled. So sign me up.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of laughing,
Curb is ending tonight. Well, it's already ended.
Wow, Curb, your enthusiasm is over.
Yeah, I've already gotten a few spoilers. Jerry comes back. Jerry Seinfeld.
Right,
I had a
feeling
that was going to happen anyway.
Well, it's yeah.
Dean Norris is in it as a guest star. That got spoiled for me. I would have liked to. I would have liked to have known if Hank. I would have liked to have not known that Hank Schrader was in it for a good surprise. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I've mentioned I have to do a bit of editing tonight. So, my treat is that I get to watch that. It's going to be sad, man. I've been watching that show since 2020, and it's been on for 24 years.
I was thinking about that, about how once Curb finishes, you know, Larry, I mean, that's just going to cement Larry David's legacy as like
a
40-year veteran of TV. Yeah, he is the true goat. I can't say anything. Yeah, it is.
He made two of the biggest shows ever, like... It's insane.
Yeah, and actually, like, didn't just, you know, it's not like after a couple of years he became a hack and you know, all his output was awful. Like, he, you know, I'm sure there are some seasons that are better than others, blah, blah, blah. But
oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone would be saying that Larry, oh, like, he hasn't had it in 10 years, you know, any of that stuff.
There was like a 6-year gap between season 9 and 10, to be fair. It's definitely done now. Like, this is labeled as the final season.
This was advertised that way.
But before, I think he said, like, nah, it's done, it's not coming back. But he's obviously a lot older now. I'm excited to see how it ends. You know what I've never watched is the Curb Your Enthusiasm. What's it called?
It's just called Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. Are you talking about the first special they did?
I've never seen the special, which is nuts.
We watched that. Yeah, it's,
I know. I've seen all 119 episodes.
It's kind of like tonight,
but I will watch the.
It's OG. Like almost like a pilot. I don't know how.
Don't they go to HBO and pitch?
Yeah, it's kind of self-aware. It's right. A bit like a pilot for the series, kind of. Also sort of like its own special. It's hard to explain.
I love it. And I'm very sad to see it go. And it's nuts. I think I started that show just when the pandemic started.
Oh, jeez.
And I watched season 1 to 10, and then I watched 11 and 12 as week by week as it aired.
Right.
So it's kind of feels like one of those shows that have been there forever and now it's ending. So it's sad. But I think it's the right time for it to finish.
I remember even as a kid seeing ads for Curb Your Enthusiasm on TV.
I remember being on air.
Just being like, what the heck is this? You know, like, so yeah. I could tell that it was obviously, you know, not inappropriate, like in general, but you know, I could tell it was outrageous.
Totally understand that. I had the exact same thing coming over here, like emigrating and staying at my dad's cousin's place before we got a house, and her sons would watch Curb and I would watch the episode and I shouldn't have been watching it, but I was like, I loved it. Yeah. I was like, and to watch it later, older, and watching scenes I watched as a kid and be like, oh, that's what that's from. And I'm going to miss it. It's sad, but I guess all things have to come to an end, Dan.
Yep. All enthusiasm must be curbed eventually.
That's true. So. That's true.
Well, I want to talk a little shop if we can for a moment.
Please hit me with some shop.
We have been active. We've been posting. We posted clips from the episode. We got them out on Instagram, on YouTube Shorts, on Twitter, on. I haven't set up the TikTok yet. I'm doing that tonight. TikTok, we're all live, baby. So check us out everywhere.
Oh, the TikTok.
Yeah, man.
There's a talkie. There's a tiki talkie.
Not quite yet. I was posting everything today. All the short stuff on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. And tonight I'm going to set up the TikTok. It's going to be live. Check it out. For a laugh, maybe For a Laugh Pod, depending on
see how it goes.
Depending on what handle we get. I would love for you guys to check it out. Go check us out on all social media. We're active. We're live. You know we're here. We got the show. It's going, man.
It's great. And I texted you this today.
Mm.
Friday, try and get a beer out of my hand.
First, it's gonna happen. Connor's been
drunk part of the
dry
of the
show. Today, but this Friday we're gonna absolutely kill it.
Yeah, I've been dry on the show. Outside of the show, try and stop me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like a wild smell hound.
We've also got Connor, as you mentioned, you filmed a video, so that's gonna be coming out soon on the 50% channel.
This will be our Tuesday the 9th of April, so tomorrow.
And that's going to be a companion piece.
It's called The Heck in a Fang Rock.
Beautiful. Great story. We love to hear it. And we're looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I'm actually really happy with how it went. I filmed it on Saturday night.
Well, I filmed a video on the weekend as well.
I love that.
It's about Amazon. And,
I love that.
Do some fucking work, bastard.
That's what I hear every time. Even Google Amazon, they just say that to me. No, they lied about one of their products, and I made a video talking about it. So that's going to be out very soon.
I met a girl called Amazon the other day.
You met what?
A girl called Amazon.
Ah, okay.
What a beautiful name.
Did she try to make you work for slave wages?
Not yet. But, sorry, yeah. My back is so
fine. Only if you're lucky.
I said, I'm like, do you know Jeff Bezos? And she kind of looked at me funny. And I was like, how do you not know who that is when you're named Amazon?
Yeah, you're named Amazon. I mean, who named you if not Jeff? Right?
Is your last name Bezos?
Yeah.
Amazon Bezos.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thank you, D.
Thank you, folks. We love being here. We love having fun.
And we'll be back on.
We should clap ourselves out. Why not?
We'll be back Friday to film, but it'll be out next week.
Yes, that's right.
These filming schedules are fucked, D.
I know,
baby. I can't wrap my head around it anymore.
Hey, we're going to be bringing shows to you. We love you, folks. You're amazing. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Good.